And the holiday season, of course, is full of sports of all kinds, particularly football. If you follow the bowls yesterday, the USC Trojans won their third Rose Bowl in the last few years, third appearance, third win. Nebraska won the Gator Bowl. Georgia beat the Michigan State in the Capital One Bowl. Iowa beat South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. Virginia Tech won over Cincinnati in the Orange Bowl. And in the NHL, the Red Wings beat the Blackhawks at the Winter Classic, played on a pop-up hockey rink on Wrigley Field, outdoors, where there was actually an overhead blimp shot of the action, whether you like that or not. All of those details there, including the fact that you don't know any of the names of these bowls, are a sign of the economic changes taking place in sports. And here's to talk about what could be a very tough year and an important economic trend in sports, in the sports world, is Jeff Beresford Howe, the Takeaway tailgater and sports commentator, to review all of this for us. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, we've got some indications in baseball, if you talk about the free agent deals from the winter meetings, and some indication from ad revenues on the football contracts, and at least some NFL decisions on cost cutting, that maybe sports organizations are not as confident as they might have been in the past about being recession proof. What do you got?
Well, yeah, that's right. The thing about all four of the major professional sports is they're still operating under TV contracts that were signed when everybody was flush. So none of them have really felt in any deep way the changing economy quite yet. But it's coming. They all see that it's coming, and they're all worried about it.
And there are a couple of indications. One is new kinds of ticket deals that they're already teeing up at some of the sports franchises around the baseball league, and the free agent contract, which just ended. Now, everybody heard the headlines that CC Sabathia with the Yankees got some gigantic deal, but that's not indicative of the overall economy, right?
No, the Yankees and the Mets are spending because they're moving into new stadiums and they think they're going to have a lot of cash. But around baseball, teams are not spending. And in fact, the Oakland A's were one of the finalists in the bidding for Rafael Furcal, the great shortstop. And the notion a couple of years ago that the A's, who are one of the cheapest organizations in sports, would be able to compete at that level, that small amount of money, was astonishing. And
What small amount of money did he eventually get?
In the 30s. 30s? Millions.
Oh, my God. How can he raise a family?
I know.
That
just doesn't sound
oh,
like
Oh, that's horrible.
Less.
My God.
He has to take care of his kids.
Yeah, only 12 cars. But seriously, the issue for individual sports performers is not as important as the overall industry. And hockey went through a terrible economic decline and still hasn't recovered.
Still hasn't recovered, and now they're facing competition from a European major league. Hockey's in all kinds of trouble, and most people think that at some point in the next couple of years there'll be contraction, another team in Toronto, and less focus, particularly in the South and the Southwest.
What about NASCAR, sports like NASCAR, which are so sponsor-driven in individual sports and individual sort of ticket-holding events?
NASCAR is expecting a huge hit. They're very worried. Part of the reason they're so worried is that their fan base is they have their very intense diehard fans, and that's not going to change anything. But they have, more than other sports, a large casual fan base, and they're very afraid they're going to lose those people because it's very expensive to go see a NASCAR race.
So what are the trends that are going to help these sports organizations? Is it the internet? Is it fantasy baseball, fantasy football, fantasy basketball? I don't know if such a thing exists that's going to help them to gain revenue in places that would make up for the shortfall? Or is it getting back to some sort of basics? Jeff, be the advisor here.
They've got to get back to basics. One of the things that you see now in professional sports is you don't see families at the games. It costs $300 or $400 to take a family of four to a major professional sports game. It's crazy. You don't see kids. They're not growing it up with it in the same way that they used to. And if the sports retrench and make it possible for families to go, what you'll end up with is a generation of people who are back into professional sports in a way we haven't seen for a while.
And golf, though, is a little bit different than NASCAR, NFL, the NBA. I mean, you're predicting that the return of Tiger Woods sometime in May, which is expected, is really going to give that sport a boost.
Well, yeah, of course. But even golf, I mean, banks and insurance companies are the major underwriters for that sport. And things not going so well for them.
Right. And actually, NPR had a problem because their major underwriters are banks and insurance companies. And that's been a problem for that nonprofit. So how do you get back to basics? I mean, there's all these corporate boxes in all of these stadiums in the baseball leagues. I mean, what do they do? Knock down the walls and turn them into cheap seats?
Yeah, and how do you think that the Mets and the Yankees think think they're going to make money on these new expensive stadiums when these corporations are not in a position to pay for these luxury boxes like they did in the past?
Well, it's unknown. The Mets and the Yankees are expecting the new stadium burst of cash, which every pro sports team gets. In the past, like with the San Francisco Giants, that burst lasted 5-6 years. They sold out every game for 5 or 6 years.
And they were a bad team.
More recently, what you're seeing is that burst lasted a year or two. Now, it's possible that come July, when the Kansas City Royals are in town, the Yankees may be saying, we probably shouldn't have charged $3,200 for an infield seat.
So does that mean seats are going to be available for me and my son Zach, or does it just mean that they'll go with empty seats and just wait for the rich guys to come back?
For a while they'll go with empty seats, but at some point they're gonna readjust. I don't know when that point will be. And the Yankees and the Mets will be extremely resistant to doing it. They'll be chasing the corporate gold down the line, and they don't want to lower the value in between now and then.
Is there a Super Bowl issue here, a way of looking at the Super Bowl, which is upcoming, to see if that's going to show signs of the economic downturn?
Well, you know, the Super Bowl is all corporate people, and it's going to be not this year. The tickets are already bought. But in 2010, 2011, yeah, you'll see an effect, and tickets will go down.
Well, it's something to look forward to. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Beresford Howe is the Takeaways sports contributor on all things economic and otherwise in sports. Thank you, Jeff.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.